This pack of Maita Sheni, Mishnah Hey. We mentioned the previous Mishnah that if a person sets himself up to redeem the Maita Sheni, right now, we're talking about Kerem Revai, the fourth year that a vine has grown, and its fruit has a status of Maita Sheni. So he sets up a certain price, and he has to pay for the taking care of the plant as it's growing, and washing over the plant. But on Shvius, by day of the Shavu, on Shvius there's no extra expenses, because it's Hefker, nobody's going to be watching it, nobody's going to work in the land. If we have another year, which the owner of the field was Mafia, the produce, the one who is redeeming it, there's also no shkar of watching over it because it's Hefker. You only have to pay for it being picked. A person who redeems Netzer Revai, he adds a fifth. This is what we discussed beforehand. The owner has to add a fifth. Paying Shalom, whether it grew in his field, paying Shanitabab and Matana, whether it was given to him as a gift. Now, this last statement is a little kiddish, because if we say Maita Sheni has Kedusha, you cannot transfer the ownership. And it doesn't become the second person. It always remains the first person. So according to the way we pass on the Maita Sheni is Mamu Gavoy, and Nitin Lamatan is talking about it was given to her as a gift before it reached the size that it will be Chayiv in Netzer Revai, or in our case Maita Sheni, which is when it's just after the flower fell off. But once the fruit is fully developed, then it already has the Kedusha of Netzer Revai, and you cannot transfer the ownership to the second person.